Episode 2613, The Door Shall Be Opened.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I'm going to ask you, where is your heart today? Are you focused on everything that hasn't gone right for you? Or are you leaning into what God has in store for you? The door shall be opened. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Luke chapter 11, verse 10 says this, "For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened." Wow. So many times we operate from the perspective that we only have to ask God once and it should be done. Or we operate from the perspective and the mindset of scarcity. No, there's just not enough. But in the New Testament here, where we're reading from in Luke, this verse specifically uses the Greek present imperatives, like asking, seeking, knocking, to emphasize persistent and constant prayer. So why do we give up on the first try? In fact, why do we give up on God on the first try? Why not keep praying persistently and consistently? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's what it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. Yet you and I pause on our own timelines. If God doesn't do what we want when we want it, why keep trying? He gave up, so shouldn't we? But you see, the door shall be opened, and not necessarily exactly how you see it. God has perfect timing on his watch, not your Apple or Fitbit watch. I mean, seriously, but we kind of act like that, right? I mean, come on, let's be real with each other here. Stop sitting here thinking that you're going to be a believer and a Christian on Sunday, but who cares about any other day of the week? God does. He wants to be with you every day of the week, not when it's just convenient, not when it's a 911 situation, and not when it's just Wednesday or Sunday. We just came off of Ash Wednesday. We're in the season of Lent. Some of you may practice Lent. You may not. Does that really matter right now? No. I want you to look at the facts. What has been given to us in God's word, the Bible. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Directly from Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. God has perfect timing. It's not our timing. So why are you not asking, seeking, and knocking? You sitting on the couch feeling sorry for yourself is getting you nowhere. Now, if you like snuggling up with that, going nowhere, continue what you're doing if that's what you want and that's where you want to stay. Otherwise, I can tell you this, the best is yet to come. Because you see, for everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds, and to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. The only thing that is lacking, I gotta say it, and it may be kind of a jab where you don't want it, but it's your walk by faith. It's your heart. And that is what God is after. Now, I get it. Maybe you haven't gotten what you want. Maybe you wanted healing and you haven't received it. Can I answer for what God has not given or what he has given? No, I cannot, because I'm not God. But what I can tell you is that he does know best. And he knows what's right for us. And he works it all out for the good, for those who love him and serve him. But you see, the problem is we're on our own agendas. And we stop when we don't get what we want. We've got to stop having these earthly temper tantrums. This is just a temporary home. What God has for you is eternal. So ask, seek, and knock, because yes, the door shall be opened. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.